Well, there's been a lot in the papers about people staying home for their holidays this summer and about the bargains to be had because travel companies have been left with unsold foreign holidays. So we decided to test whether that was true. And we asked Forward Keys, it's a company that analyses 17 million flight bookings every single day, to look at how the bookings compare with this time last year. And they found that the numbers booking holiday flights abroad fell by 13% this month compared with last year. David Tarsh speaks for Forward Keys. David, tell us what's happened then with last-minute foreign holiday bookings from the start of this summer.
Well, from the start of the summer, things were really looking quite good because in May, bookings for the summer holidays were 1.8% up on last year. But then June came along and bookings fell back, 4.6% down. And then the World Cup came along. And what happened then? Nobody books during the World Cup. Bookings fell 12.9%. And the travel industry has seen this situation before. So at the last World Cup, when England was knocked out, it didn't do very well in the last World Cup, in the 2 weeks after the World Cup, there was a terrific lift, 12% up in bookings for people going off on holiday. But this time, it's been completely different. In the 2 weeks after the World Cup, bookings are 12.7% down, and that's not what the industry expected.
So it probably is the weather. I know you don't know why the data does what it does, but it's probably the weather.
It's very hard to point to another equally obvious factor.
Is this as bad for the tour operators, you know, the foreign holiday sellers, as it looks?
That's a really good question. If you look at tour operators, funnily enough, Joe's company, GFK, monitors them. And what you would see is that by now, they will have sold at least 85% of their holidays. If you look at the rest of the holiday market with people booking late, flying off spontaneously, 75% of them will already have booked. So actually, from the point of view of the holiday companies, summer probably will not be too bad. The question is, what happens with that last little bit? And from the point of view of being a tour operator or a hotelier, it makes a big difference if your hotel is 80% full or really 95% full, because that last little bit is where you make your profit. So one would expect the people in the holiday industry to want to be full if they can be.
So it will mean there will be bargains to be had, won't it?
You would expect in this market that there should be bargains because, of course, if you've got a hotel, it makes sense for you to take, really, at the last moment, if somebody walks in and you've got a room and they give you more than enough money to clean it and give you breakfast, that in theory they should, if they're rational, take the money. But they've always got a little bit of a dilemma because at the same time they don't want to be known as the person that at the last minute gives away their stuff for nothing. So you would expect if the industry is rational, there will be bargains. But it's not guaranteed.
David Tarsh, thank you very much for that. It's 12:30 now. This is You and Yours on Radio 4. I'm Winnie.